All right, let's play catchphrase. It's catchphrase.
Uh-oh. Catchphrase died.
Catchphrase is dead. It's actually dead.
Scrub this segment.
How many squares of toilet paper do you use?
Oh, that's a super good question. And I feel like we can do something for the environment with our podcast now.
It actually came from the guys at Arguably Correct, fellow podcast.
Shout out Arguably Correct. It's a long word.
Arguably?
Is that arguably?
Is that hard to say?
It's an awkward word.
I wonder if they found that
it's very angular
when they first started recording. Arguably. It's not that hard to say. We're just not good at it.
I feel like it could be one that you could say over and over and have it lose its meaning very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Arguably. It sounds. It's just wobbly, wibbly sounds.
It's too many sounds. Yeah. How many squares of toilet paper do you use?
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. As a kid, I was a waster.
This is a confessional.
Yeah. Toilet paper confessionals.
I was too. I do remember fully wrapping my hand, like big ball.
I was never a wrapper, but I was a buncher for sure.
Yeah.
I needed like a blossoming mound.
I guess I should say buncher because I never wrapped either. And I think that's a little weird. Like, why do you need to wrap?
I've heard some people use the wrap technique.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, even I know that's wasteful. It's the whole side of your hand getting.
Well, what if they use the back?
Unless you use the back of your hand as well. Yeah, that's...
What if the first few wipes are the front?
First few?
Yeah, because how would you use the back if you didn't?
It's like a two-shot deal.
Okay,
it's like a double-barrel shotgun.
All right, so wipe once, flip your hand over, wipe. I'm trying to
wipe again,
wipe,
reload.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to wipe backwards. Like, I can't get myself in a position where the back of my hand is a good...
Yeah, I guess you need some like wrist flexibility, dexterity, whatever.
Anyways, wrapping is dumb.
Wrapping's dumb.
We both agree on that. But yeah, definitely I made the big blossom, the big bunch as a kid.
But you know what? It wasn't my fault because did you have in your public school the toilet paper that was...
Oh, yeah.
Like, not like... It should be used in like aerospace applications because it's so thin. Like NASA invented this paper. It's like space paper.
Yeah.
And like you had to be so gentle,
getting it off,
unrolling
the roll.
It, or else it would just tear, and you'd be there all day.
Yeah.
So
just dropping squares one by one, like a magician.
Exactly. I think that's the origin story of my bunching habits.
Yeah. So when you have kids, you're gonna have to explain the different appropriateness levels of toilet paper based on the toilet paper itself. You can't just be like use less, because then they'll go to school and get poop on their hands.
Well, I don't think I ever had this talk. I just figured it out for myself.
I know, but if we want to save the world by saving toilet paper, we have to educate about the toilet paper thickness itself.
Well, okay.
I think the step one is assess the toilet paper.
it's weird though, because it's not linear. Because for me, it's like the thinnest paper you need to bunch up.
Right.
And then you have decent 1-ply/decent 2-ply.
Right.
You don't need to bunch.
You don't bunch that at all.
You don't bunch.
You fold.
But then, I'll get to that.
Okay, okay.
But then, once you hit like luxury 3-ply with like the cream in it,
yeah.
Then you need to go back to bunching, because that stuff doesn't have the like structural integrity, you know?
Interesting.
I've been angry at the like luxury toilet paper lately because it's so like it's so soft that it can't do its job correctly.
This is like the ultimate first world problem, is that you're upset with luxury toilet paper makers.
Yeah.
So you bunch the worst stuff, you fold the normal mid-range stuff.
Yeah, for good quality like 2-ply.
Yeah. Is that what
I'll
keep
do
at
like
home?
Yeah, I'll try to.
Yeah.
I only just buy what's ever on sale.
But, right.
Yeah, I'll do... I like to shoot for about 9 squares, and then, like, like the middle, like the outer three on each end fold inwards in like, so you end up with like a three layer unit.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And then
why bother with folding them inwards?
Like, well, it's just, that's the, I don't know. It's the quickest way to make three layers out of one thing.
I am picturing you taking the three squares and laying them on your lap and then like Marie Kondo blessing the toilet paper and folding one side over and then the other side. Like, it seems very laborious to fold them in both in.
I don't know. It's like a one hand action. It's pretty easy.
I do. I like pull and I do the hand wrap to make it. Like, I'll do like the three.
Oh, yeah.
And then pull it off my hand.
Remove the hand. Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
Same idea, really.
Yeah. Are we in agreement that three is the right amount?
For me, at three, I feel like you're safe from tear through, but you're also not like excessive.
Yeah. I feel like three is fair.
Yeah.
It also depends on like what your diet has been lately. Right?
No, I don't really modify.
You don't?
The paper situation.
If it's going to be like a lot of wipe situation, then I definitely add layers.
Okay.
Just because I feel like the wetter it is, the easier it is to soak through. And three might not be... Three might not offer me enough protection to make me personally comfortable.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's your prerogative.
How do you feel about the... Aside from your issue with them not folding properly, how do you feel about the luxury brands with cream?
They just... There's like you need some bite, you know what I mean? Like, you need a little roughness,
right? So they're too smooth.
Yeah. I want to feel exfoliated. No, but I do want to feel like the paper has some sort of integrity to push back against whatever
you want to
pushing it into.
Yeah.
So
you almost do want to exfoliate. You want to take a little,
in a way, yeah,
little bit of skin off with your wipe.
Yeah. You want to feel, you don't want to feel caressed.
Yeah.
You want to feel cleaned.
You don't want to feel like it's rubbing it in.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Yeah. How do you feel about,
plus if it's too fluffy or too soft, you're going to get the little, like the fibers, like
yeah,
the
those
little
are the worst. Dingleberries.
No. Dingleberries are actual shit.
Dingleberries are made of toilet paper and shit.
Okay. Well, this is new information to me. But
anyways, we both know what we're talking about.
Yeah, the little roll up things when you drag paper across skin.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody likes
that. Stick to your butt forever. You never know.
How do you feel about the tissues, like Kleenex with lotion though?
Now, facial tissue is a different story.
Yeah.
Then you want to go as soft as possible.
Yeah.
That's where the lotion belongs. Lotion belongs on your face, not your beehole.
I Today love the lotiony tissues.
Yeah.
Those are the best. I will never get dry Kleenex ever again.
No, it's the worst when you have to blow your nose too much and all you have is, God forbid, you're out of tissue and you've only got your durable 2-ply toilet paper and rubbing your nostrils raw.
And I feel like for me, if I'm blowing my nose at all, I'm blowing it a lot. Like, I either have a cold or bad allergies. Like, I feel like I almost never blow my nose. It's not never like a one-off.
Yeah, that's pretty general, I think, for people.
So lotion is the way to go.
Blown noses come in threes. That's the saying.
Yep. This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Stained Glass. It's like glass, but with pictures in it.
Pretty.
Jeff, we recently crossed a threshold on Twitter followers.
Seven?
50.
What?
That's right.
Called the bank.
50.
Did the bank call yet?
The bank hasn't called yet. I can't believe it myself.
Okay, we're going there straight after this ad.
Yeah. Give us some money.
Give it that Twitter money.
Anyways, if you want to help us get to 100, you can do so by going to Twitter and looking for Super Good Pod.
That's SuperGoodPod. I don't know how to say this. Would you date a woman with the same name as your mom? I guess it wasn't that hard to say. Pretty straightforward.
Does it just make you uncomfortable and that's why you didn't want to say it?
I was trying to work Ron Swanson into it. My first wife's name is Tammy. My second wife's name, Tammy.
That's a decent impression.
My mother's name is Tamara. She went by Tammy.
Yeah, you really got into the lower register near the end there, which is correct. I don't think I have a problem with it in, like, personally. I would just worry about the jokes. The jokes would never end, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you literally, your whole life from then on would be jokes about that.
Yeah, you just have to never tell your friends your wife's real name or girlfriend's real name. Or just be isolated, just live in a cabin. Then it doesn't matter.
You could just decide early on, like on the early dates, you could just be like, I'm going to call you blank, you know, like
that's disrespectful, but maybe necessary.
No, make it a playful thing. And then, I mean, no, she's going to find out why eventually.
Mm. Well, it's true that you never, well, I don't know about everybody, but I didn't pretty seldom call my significant other by her actual name.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not like you'd be saying it all the time.
Yeah. And it's all, but it's also like, it's not like you say your mom's name all the time either, right?
No.
So
that's true. So mostly never use it. Never address my mom by her name. So,
yeah. So that's what I mean. Like for you, it's not really that big a deal. It's just a perception issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it just, you know, it's how confident are you? Like, can you take that joke for the rest of your life? That's what you have to ask yourself.
Uh-huh. Do you think, like, there's definitely people out there with severe mommy issues who only date women with their mom's name and also look like their mom?
Yeah. And that is a problem, obviously. And I think that person, the people around that person would step in. I would hope that someone would, you know, put their hand on my shoulder and say, listen.
So like how, okay, you have a friend who tells you he's got a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Same name as his mom.
Yeah.
How, like, is your default to suspect that something's up? Or is your default to just be like, ah, it's a common name?
I think I would be like, ah, it's a common name. But then...
But how common is it?
Yeah. As I hung out with them together, I feel like I would subconsciously be looking for things that make her seem like his mom. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it would just seep in to the relationship that way.
Uh-huh.
Via me making fun of him about it.
Like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he never went into it thinking that way, but...
But you would, like... It would make you think twice, right? Like, if you were going on a date and it was revealed that it was the same name?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it would throw me off that much, though.
Right.
Because, for one thing... My mom's name is Carolyn,
mm-hmm.
but almost nobody in her life calls her Carolyn. They all call her Cookie.
Right.
So, like, it's almost like the name Carolyn doesn't even have, like, the proper association to being her name for me.
But if
someone was named Cookie, or, like, that was their nickname, I couldn't do it.
Okay, so
it'd be too weird, because it's too unique. Like, Carolyn is a generic enough name, but Cookie...
Wouldn't that happen with all the all the people, though, like, doesn't matter what your name is, they probably get the nickname. Like, yours notwithstanding, because it's very unique, but, like, any other name, like, all the nicknames for that person are similar. So you would hear, like, someone would call them that, and you would, in your mind, be like, that's what my dad calls my mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totes.
I don't know. So I think it's dicey. It seems like you wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know when something's going to, like, trigger a weird childhood thing.
And then throw the whole relationship off course.
Yeah.
And it could be years in, almost.
Yeah. So you're like a Manchurian candidate.
It's a scary situation. It's very risky.
Uh-huh.
So our advice is not to proceed.
Just play it safe. Avoid all women that look like your mom with names that sound even similar.
Yeah.
Probably even start with a different letter, just to be safe.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to Vanessa for sending in that question.
Yeah, thanks, Vanessa.